们请来看以赛亚书。
Please turn to Isaiah.
Isaiah 书的三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
十五节。
Verse 15.
以赛亚书三十章的十五节。
Isaiah 30:15.
主以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们静止不肯。在这个地方啊，神借着以赛亚先知告诉以色列百姓。
The Lord Jesus, the Lord spoke to the Israelites through the prophet Isaiah.
说你们得救在乎归回安息。
Saying, in return and rest, you shall be saved.
那你们得力在乎平静安稳。
In quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
这两句话对我们信仰生活非常重要。
These statements are very important to our faith.
我们常常遇到很多的问题。
We may encounter difficulties.
那怎么从我们的问题得救？
How can we be saved from these problems?
常常我们的问题出来是因为我们离开神。
Oftentimes our problems are rooted in the fact that we have left God.
我们没有用神的方式来过我们的生活。
And that we do not live according to God's way.
所以很多问题一直跑出来。
That is why problem after problem surfaces.
解决问题的最根本的方法就是要归回。
The most basic solution is to return.
所以神说，你如果转向我，我就转向你们。
That's why God said, if you return to me, and I will return to you.
我们转向神，神回转向我们，很多问题就渐渐就没有了。
When we return to God and God returns to us, our problems will gradually go away.
所以我们看在伊甸园的生活是一个没有问题的生活。
The life in the Garden of Eden was without any problems.
因为那是人跟神非常和睦的生活。
Because that life was a life of harmony between God and man.
主耶稣的生活虽然我们看起来有一些问题。
In the life of the Lord Jesus, even though it seems like he had problems.
比方说他好像很贫穷。
For example, he seemed to be very poor.
但是我们看他说主神在我里面，我在神里面。
But he said, the Father is in me, and I am in my Father.
所以对他来讲，这些问题已经变成不是问题。
Therefore, what seemed to be problems were not really problems for him.
所以主耶稣把我们做人怎么样生活，确实都活生生的表现在面前。
The Lord Jesus demonstrated vividly to us what it means to lead a full life.
那下面说，得力在乎平静跟安稳。
And here the verse also says, "In quietness and confidence shall be your strength."
我们的信仰生活需要力量。
Our life of faith needs to have strength.
力量我们才能够得胜。
Only with strength can we be victorious.
得胜，神才可以得荣耀。
And only if we're victorious can God be glorified.
那主耶稣在世界上就是一个得胜的人。
Our Lord Jesus Christ was a victorious person in this world.
他得胜自己。
He was victorious over himself.
他得胜世界。
He was victorious over the world.
他打胜魔鬼。
He was victorious over the devil.
神的荣耀在他身上表明出来。
Therefore, God's glory was manifest through Jesus.
因为主耶稣有能力。
Because Jesus was with power.
所以他能够得胜。
He was able to overcome.
那能力的得能力的秘诀在哪里？
What is the secret to receiving strength?
这告诉我们在乎平静安稳。
According to this verse, it is in quietness and confidence.
这个英文我们可以看有两种翻译一种是平静跟信心那另外一种翻译叫平静跟交托。
Which is also translated in some translations, quietness and confidence and trust.
那你们就会得到力量。
And in these shall be our strength.
所以我们要看我们在世界上很多时候我们觉得很软弱可能因为我们生活没有安静下来。
And oftentimes in the world, we feel weak because we do not quiet ourselves down.
那什么时候人会觉得很软弱？
When do we feel the weakest?
如果我们从三十章来看。
According to chapter 30,
第一个情况就是当一个人啊外在遇到困难的时候，我们没有办法解决，我们会觉得很软弱。
The first situation in which we may feel weak is we are faced with something that we cannot solve.
所以三十章的第一节一直到到第三节
verses 1-3
我们来看第一节哈。神说坐在这个悖逆的儿女，他们同谋却不与我结盟，就不与我的灵，以致罪上加罪。第二节
2
起身下埃及去，并没有求问我，要靠法老的力量加添自己的力量并投靠在埃及的印下这个地方记载以色列百姓遇到外族，就是亚述要来攻打他们。
The Assyrians were attacking the Israelites
那他们遇到这么强大的一个外族的力量他们根本就没有办法抵挡。
And the Israelites were not able to resist them.
那问题为什么他是神的选民，神会允许外族来攻打他呢？
But why was it that God allowed a foreign nation to attack God's chosen nation?
我们很清楚可以看出来，因为他们偏离了神。
It is clear from what we read that they have departed from God.
所以他们面对这个问题没有力量来抵挡。
Faced with this problem, the Israelites were not able to overcome this issue.
那怎么办呢？
What did they do?
所以他就去跟埃及结盟。
They allied themselves with Egypt.
因为这个埃及是一个很强的力量。
Egypt was a powerful nation.
所以他们想用政治的方法来解决他们的困难。
They tried to solve their problems using political means.
他没有想到神。
They did not think of God.
也就是说，他没有在神面前没有信心，没有交托。
They did not have confidence nor trust in God.
所以他没有这个力量来面对他们的困难。
That is why they weren't able to overcome their problem.
那虽然他想要借着埃及来解决他的困难。
Although they tried to rely on Egypt to solve their problem.
那第七节说，埃及的帮助是突然无益的。
But according to verse 7, for the Egyptians shall help in vain and to no purpose.
到最后，埃及的力量并没有真的帮助他解决困难。
In the end, the Egyptian power was unable to save them.
那这个告诉我们我们很多时候我们遇到问题需要在神面前用信心来交托，我们的力量就从那里来。
This tells us that when we are faced with problems, we need to put our confidence and trust in God, and that is where we will receive our strength.
我们看到圣经很多例子。
We can see many examples in the Bible.
神在解决困难跟我们人在解决困难真的不一样。
God's way of solving problems is so different from our way of solving problems.
那人在生活上经验越多，我们越发现有时候我们自己的方法要解决困难是靠不住的。
And through our own experiences, we realize that our solutions are often unreliable.
那这些经验就告诉我们，我们每一个困难都要试着信靠神。
And these experiences tell us that in every problem we should trust in God.
那信靠以后，虽然那个困难好像还在我们却有这个力量来面对。
After we first put our trust in God, we will be able to face our problems even though they may not go away.
比方说以色列百姓跨过红海以后跨过约旦河以后。
For example, the Israelites crossed the river Jordan.
遇到的耶利哥城。
After that, they were going to attack Jericho.
那这个以前十二个探子曾经去探过迦南地。
12 spies had been sent to spy out the land.
他们描写那个城非常高大。
And according to their descriptions, the city walls were very tall.
那人非常壮。
And the people were very strong.
那比起来我们还像蚱蜢一样。
And the Israelites, compared with them, were like grasshoppers.
这不可能，这是不可能。
So it was a mission impossible.
但是四十年以后，他们真的就面对这一座城。
But 40 years later, they were face to face with this wall.
前面的人描写这么大的困难，那现在我们真的在我们前面怎么办？
With this city, what were described as giants are now their very enemies.
他们只能够信靠。
And all they could do was trust.
那怎么信靠？
How do they trust in God?
就是照着神的方法来做，这个就是信靠。
They did what God told them to do, and that is trust.
我们看第六章，约书亚记第六章。
Please turn to Joshua chapter 6.
第五节，第三节。
Verse 3.
你们一切的兵丁要围绕这城，一日围绕一次，六日都要这样行。第四节。
4.
七个祭司拿七个羊角筹在约柜前，到第七日要造成七次，祭司要吹角。第五节。
5.
他们吹角声拖长，你们听见角声，众人要大声喊叫，墙就必倒塌陷。所以我们看到没有一个历史上打战用这样打的。
In history, no other warfare was fought this way.
但是这个是神的方法。
This was the way of God.
那什么是信托？
And in this case, what does it mean to trust?
就是相信，虽然这不是我们人能够想象的方法，但是相信照着神的方法来做就可以解决。
It means that even though it may not make sense to men, but just doing according to God and believing that doing according to God's way will solve the problem.
所以耶利哥这么高大，因为他有那个信心来信托，他不怕，他就有力量。
Even though the city of Jericho was so strong, the Israelites had strength because they trusted in God.
他们可以面对。
They were able to face this issue.
以前那个十个探子没有力量去面对耶利哥。
But the 10 unfaithful spies were not able to face Jericho.
那不能面对，所以神就不给他进去。
Because they weren't able to face the problem, God would not allow them to enter.
那现在新的一代了，他们对神有信心。
But now in the new generation, God, they have faith in God.
他们信托神，照神的方法来，他们就可以面对这个困难。
They trusted in God and did things according to God's way, and they were able to overcome.
那耶利哥是什么？
What is Jericho?
耶利哥是一个罪恶的城。
Jericho was a sinful city.
所以他前面有提到耶利哥有妓女。
That is why the harlots were found in that city.
那我说我们要在生活当中让神的国那种平安喜乐充满我们的生活。第一个我们要攻克的就是我们生活中的耶利哥城。
In order to have peace and joy in our lives, a life that is in the kingdom of God, the first lesson is to attack and take down the city Jericho.
如果我们没有办法控制罪，罪就要控制我们。
If we are not able to overcome sin, then sin will control us.
如果我们给罪留一个根，那个根就会产生很多的问题出来。
If we leave the roots of sin, then sin will continue to sprout.
所以这耶利哥一定要把它攻倒。
So we must destroy the city of Jericho.
但是我们常常想，我们人里面的这个罪性啊，要怎么样才能够攻倒
？But it always seems to be a challenge for us to attack and destroy the city, the sinful nature.
当然立志是需要的。
Of course, we need to make a determination.
立志也不够。
But determination alone is not enough.
那像其他的宗教用这个念什么特别的语文这样。这种方法来逃避这个罪恶的念头也不是办法。
In some religions, they use chanting to get their minds away from these sinful thoughts, but this is not the way either.
最重要的就是我把我们的软弱交托给神。
The most important is to entrust our weaknesses to God.
那这样我们就能够得胜。
Then we will be victorious.
所以有时候我们看到一些青年
When we look at some of the young members in church,
他们能够过着非常圣洁的生活
They are able to lead holy lives.
是因为他们常常在神面前很安静的祷告
This is because they spend much time before God to pray quietly.
我记得我遇过一个青年
I met this young, this youth.
他说他常常这个念头都不能够很洁净
He told me that his mind is not always pure.
后来他差不多花一个月的时间呢，每天早上进食祷告。
So for a month's time, he would pray every morning and fast.
他就告诉神我的问题在哪里。
He would tell God what his problem was.
那他就把这个问题就交托给神。
And he entrusted to God his problem.
这个差不多过了一个月。
After about a month.
祷告完那种思想就没有了，头脑变成很干净。
All those unclean thoughts went away, and his mind became very pure.
所以他在神面前安静下来， 他就有力量啊，那个念不好的念头就全部都没有了。
When he quieted himself before God, he was able to get rid of those thoughts.
所以我们现在活在这个世界，如果没有信托神，我们真的没有办法过圣洁的生活。
Therefore, in this world, unless we trust in God, it is not possible to live holy lives.
啊，现在很多的电影啊，借着艺术的名，其实里面都是在描写罪。
Many of the movies we watched today, or that are being shown today, are actually promoting sin in the name of arts.
然后在这个社会上被提出来表扬。
And they are highly praised in this society.
那被表扬也是因为艺术上有杰作。
And they are awarded for their artistic achievements.
其实这些电影到处流传，我们人一直看，看完以后，我们整个人呢，已经被同化了，我们自己不知道。
And these movies become so popular because everybody watches it, and unknowingly we become assimilated.
所以我们的心呢，无形中就没有办法去分辨，也没有办法抵挡。
So unconsciously, we become unable to discern and defend against such things.
那要在神面前安静，我们常常祷告，我们就可以得胜。
Therefore, we need to quiet ourselves before God and pray often in order to overcome them.
那我们再回来看以赛亚书三十章。
Let's return to Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书的三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
第十节
Verse 10,
他们对先见说不要望见不吉利的事，对先知说不要向我们讲说正直的话，要向我们讲说柔和话，虚幻的事。十一节
11,
你们要离弃正道，偏离直路，不要在我面前再提说以色列的圣者。这个地方在提到以色列百姓对先知的提醒的一个回应。
This is about the response of the Israelites to the prophet's reminder.
他们有错误。
They erred.
那神借着先知在提醒他们。
And God reminded them of the errors through the prophet.
但是如果他们真的安静下来
，Had they quieted themselves?
真的借着先知讲的话来反省自己。
Had they reflected on the prophet's words,
那他们就会得到力量，从那个错误当中出来。
They would have received strength and leave their error.
但是因为他们没有办法安静下来。
But because they were not willing to quiet themselves,
没有办法安静下来，他没有办法想。
And because they weren't able to quiet themselves, they weren't able to think.
我们知道我们人有很多的盲点。
As human beings, we have blind spots.
就是有很多事情我们自己真的不知道自己。
There are some things in which we are completely ignorant of who we are.
有时候我们认为对，其实不对。
And sometimes what we think is right is actually wrong.
所以有时候别人对我们的评论不一定都是错的。
Therefore, when people criticize us, their criticism may not always be wrong.
因为有时候我们看别人对另外一个人评论，我们常常觉得说，这个讲的其实是有道理。
Because we often do agree with other people's criticism of other people.
但是当我们听到别人对我们的评论的时候，我们常常就加以否定，说他误会了我。
But we often deny people's criticism of us, and think that they misunderstood us.
那因为我们没有办法安静下来。
And because we're not able to quiet ourselves.
所以我们没有办法借着别人对我们的评论来对我们产生一种造就。
We're not able to improve based on people's criticism.
我们常常因为别人对我们的评论产生的反而对我们产生负面的影响。
Instead, we receive a negative impact from people's criticism.
我们甚至因为别人的评论而产生人际关系的问题。
And this results in interpersonal problems with others.
所以这个先知去提醒他们。
The prophet tried to remind them.
他不喜欢先知。
But they did not like the prophet.
为什么？
Why?
因为先知讲的都是不喜欢听的。
Because he always said unpleasant things.
而且先知讲就是你哪里错，你要改。
He always told them what they were doing wrong and what they must change.
但是先知讲是他们需要听的，不是他们想听的。
But, But what the prophet said was actually what they needed, even though it's not what they wanted to hear.
所以他们对先知说，不要望见不吉利的事，就是你不要再看异象了。
They said, do not see visions anymore.
因为有时候神的旨意借着异象显明，那个时候还没有圣经啊。
In those days, without the written scriptures, God will reveal His will through visions.
那不要向我们讲说正直的话。
They said, do not prophesy to us right things.
一正直的话一讲，错误就跑出来了。
Because when he said right things, their wrongs will become obvious.
那不要再跟我们提说神。
Do not prophesy about God anymore.
因为你一提神啊，错误就跑出来，罪恶感就跑出来。
Because that will make them feel guilty.
那因为这样就没有力量了。
Because of that, they did not have strength.
为什么
？Why?
因为人如果罪没有改变，神不同在，力量在哪里啊？
Unless you change and turn from your sin, how can you have strength?
所以如果他们愿意安静下来
，If they were willing to quiet themselves,
来思想先知对他们讲的话
，to think about the prophet's words,
真的下决心改变
，and make a determination to change themselves,
与他们同在，他们就有力量
，and if God was with them, they would have strength.
那他们就可以面对当时的亚述帝国的攻打。
They will be able to stand up to the attack of the Assyrians.
因为神的选民，神会跟他同在的。
Since they were God's chosen people, God Himself will stand with them.
那他现在没有办法安静，没有办法思想，没有办法因为认识自己来改变，所以就没有力量。
But because they weren't able to quiet themselves, think about themselves, and change themselves, they did not have the strength to overcome.
所以有时候我们真的要得到力量，我们常常听到别人对我们的评论，要不要一下就反击，我们坐下来安静来想一想。
Therefore, one way to receive strength is when we are criticized by others. Do not become defensive right away, but think carefully about what they say.
没有，感谢神。
If what they say is not true, then thank God.
如果有，我们改变。
If what they say is true, then we should change ourselves and also thank God.
那这个缺点一拿掉，我们跟神更亲密，就会有力量。
Once we remove our shortcomings, we will have God's abidance and we will have more strength.
我们现在看哥林多后书十二章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
第十节
，verse ten
啊，第九节开始
，verse nine。
他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。”这里是保罗讲到他个人的体验。
Paul spoke from his own experience.
他说：“我喜欢夸自己的软弱。”
He would boast about his infirmities.
好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
So that the power of Christ may rest on him.
那保罗所夸的软弱是什么
？What was the infirmity that he was boasting in？
这跟前面的圣经节有关系的。
We need to look at the context。
他身上有一根刺。
He had a thorn placed in his flesh。
夹在肉体上，不晓得什么，圣经也不是很清楚讲。
The Bible does not spell out what that thorn was。
但是很清楚，这是撒旦在攻击他。
But it was clear that it was the buffeting of Satan.
但是这个刺的目的是好的，免得他自高。
However, there was a good purpose to the thorn, and it was so that he would not be exalted above measure.
因为十二章里面我可以看到他的启示很大。
According to chapter 12, Paul's revelation, the revelation Paul received was really great.
而且他能力很大，他有神迹奇事的能力来显明使徒的凭据。
He had received great power. To work signs and miracles to manifest his sign as the apostle.
那十一章他做的工比这别人更多。
And in chapter 11, we read that Paul did more work than any other co-workers.
如果一个人这个三个条件都加在身上，这是神很大的恩典，但是也很危险。
If a person has received all of these from God, yes, it is a great gift, but it is also very dangerous.
你做的工作比别人更多。
When you are able to do more work than anyone else,
你得到启示比别人更大。
When you have received greater revelations than anyone else,
我们的能力比别人更大。
When you have received greater power than anyone else,
这个都是神的恩典。
You have received much from God.
但是这个常常让我们忘记，我们只不过是一个人。
But these things may make you forget that you are but a human being.
所以那根刺加在他身上啊，啊，让他忘不了我只是一个人。
Therefore, a thorn was placed in his flesh to remind him that he was only human.
我只是一个瓦器。
And that he was only a vessel.
啊，瓦器本身是很脆弱，掉下去破掉了。
A vessel is fragile; you can break it any time.
那能够显明莫大的能力，这是出于神。
But there is great power within the vessel because of God.
人不能够夸耀什么。
Human beings have nothing to boast in.
所以保罗为这个事三次求过主。
Paul pleaded with the Lord three times.
因此把这根刺加在他身上，这是一个啊，这是他生活的一个很大的困难。
The thorn in his flesh posed a great dilemma for Paul.
但是他三次求过主，这个就是他在神面前一种安静。
He pleaded with the Lord three times, which shows that he quieted himself before the Lord.
因为我们人如果没有安静下来，你没有办法跟神祷告。
Unless you are able to quiet yourself, you cannot pray to God.
比方说夫妻两个吵架，你能够马上跪下来祷告？没有办法祷告。
For example, when you're in the middle of a fight with your spouse, can you really kneel down and pray?
你心静不下来，没有办法祷告。
Unless you quiet yourselves first, you cannot pray.
所以一个人要祷告，一定要静下来。
Therefore, in order to pray, we need to quiet ourselves first.
所以保罗在神面前跪下来，静下来祷告。
Paul quieted himself, knelt down before God and prayed.
然后向神求。
Then he pleaded with the Lord.
结果神就告诉他，我的能力够你用。
And the Lord told him, My grace is sufficient for you.
那从这样祷告中，他得到能力。
From this prayer, from these prayers, he received strength.
所以软弱，因为软弱，他就得到能力。
Therefore, from his weakness, he was able to receive strength.
所以今天，我们常常把我们身上的或者我们生活当中的一个痛苦、一个困难，只是把它当作一个困难，我们一直要求神帮我解决，而忘记了这个困难会带给我什么好处。
Today, when we are faced with problems or difficulties in our lives, we tend to always think about how God can help us remove those problems, but we forget to think about how these problems are meant to help us.
那如果我们在神面前能够安静下来，我们常常就会从神领受这个困难对我们是有什么好处，而且会从神领受神给我们的能力来面对这个困难。
But if we're able to quiet ourselves to pray to God, then we will gradually learn what is it that God wants us to benefit from this problem and how we can receive the strength to overcome it.
所以当我们遇到生活遇到一个困难给我们痛苦的时候，最重要不是到处去讲给人听，叫这个人来通行我们。
Therefore, when we have problems that cause us pain in our lives, the solution is not to keep telling people to and have them sympathize with us.
因为我们既然是神的选民，神所宝贵的，神允许这个发生，一定有一个目的在里面。
We are God's chosen people. We are His treasured possession. If God allows something to happen to us, He must have His purpose.
那在神面前安静下来，默想，要求神指示，祷告，我们就会得到启示，我们得到力量。
If we quiet ourselves before God to pray and to meditate, then we will receive God's revelation and strength.
所以保罗的困难，神没有拿掉。
God did not remove Paul's problem.
但是神给他力量面对这个困难。
However, God gave him the strength to overcome it.
而且神的恩典没有减少。
And more importantly, God's grace did not reduce.
所以我们需要安静，生活当中很多事情要安静下来，想要在神面前祷告。
Therefore, we need to quiet ourselves and think about many things through prayer.
有时候我们面对工作之前也需要安静才有力量。
And before we take up a certain task, we also need to quiet ourselves to find the strength.
我们现在回来看以赛亚书三十章。
Please return to Isaiah chapter 30,
十六节。
Verse 16,
三十章的十六节。
Isaiah 30:16,
说你们说不然我们要骑马奔走，说你们必然奔走，又说我们要骑飞快的牲口追赶你们，也必飞快。十七节。
17。
一人斥喝，千人逃跑；五人斥喝，你们都逃跑了。这个十五节说，得力在乎平静安稳，你们静止不肯，所以他们不肯安静下来。
In verse 15, it tells us that they would not find strength and quietness and confidence.
那十六节就是到处骑马奔跑，就是要跟埃及结盟，怎么用人的这种政治的方法来解决问题。
Instead, they flee on horses. They do everything to try to get alliance with Egypt.
但其实他们很脆弱。
But in reality, they were very weak and fragile.
安静面对神，没有力量，很脆弱。所以十七节说，一个人一叫，千人逃跑；五个人一叫，全部都跑掉了。
They weren't able to come to God with quietness and find strength. But therefore, they were very weak. At one person's threat, 1,000 shall flee.
我们今天呢，很多人都觉得自己很忙。
We all feel very busy today.
但是有时候忙会让人感觉到说活得很充实。
But sometimes people feel more fulfilled in life when they are busy.
其实现在人虽然活得很忙，很脆弱。
Even though a lot of people are very busy, they are actually quite fragile.
稍微发生一些事情，晚上睡不着觉。
When some little thing happens, they can't sleep at night.
再多发生一点，就是失眠症。
And when there are more problems, they become they have insomnia.
那再持久一点，忧郁症。
And after the problem persists for a while, they have depression.
真的，生活很忙，但是没有力量。
They are very busy, but they have no strength.
但是我们看到主耶稣的生活也很忙。
However, the Lord Jesus' life was also very busy.
但是主耶稣很有力量。
Yet he was full of power.
到底那个差别在哪里？
What is the difference?
那个差别就是主耶稣有一段安静的时间。
The difference is that Jesus finds quiet time.
那这个安静的时间就是他得力量的时间。
And that is the time he finds strength.
我们看马可福音。
Let's read Mark.
马可福音第一章
Mark chapter 1
35节
verse 35
第一章35节
Mark 1:35
次日早晨天未亮的时候耶稣起来到旷野去在那里祷告这里说天未亮耶稣就到旷野去在那里祷告
Before the daylight, the Lord went out and to a solitary place and prayed.
这个就是主耶稣的安静。
This was Jesus' quietness.
旷野没有人的地方。
He went into a solitary place in the wilderness.
那里很安静，没有吵杂，没有什么分心。
Where there was no distraction and no noise.
那在这里，那在那里向神祷告。
And there he prayed to God.
但是我们就想啊，他的门徒挂虑什么？
What was Jesus' disciples anxious about?
36节
Verse 36.
西门和同伴追着他去。37节
37.
遇见就对他说：“众人都找你。”所以这个门徒就告诉他：“很多人找你。”
The disciples came and told Jesus that everyone is looking for him.
找耶稣做什么
？Why?
要听耶稣讲道，要叫耶稣一并赶鬼。
They wanted to hear Jesus' sermons and be healed.
所以这个门徒就提醒耶稣：“很多工作等你做。”
The disciples came and reminded Jesus that a lot of work was waiting for him.
这些工作都需要力量。
All of these works need his strength.
所以马可福音第一章这就在讲主耶稣讲道有权柄。
According to Mark chapter 1, Jesus spoke with authority.
22节
Verse 22.
众人很稀奇，他教训他们有权柄。
They were astonished at Jesus' teachings because he taught them as one having authority.
再看28节
Verse 28.
众人惊讶说：“这是什么新道理啊？他用权柄吩咐污鬼。”
The people were amazed because Jesus cast out the demons with authority.
31节
Verse 31.
耶稣拉着彼得的腋毛手扶起来，他热就退了。
Jesus took the hand of Peter's mother-in-law.And the fever left her.
所以耶稣有权柄讲道赶鬼医病。
Jesus had the authority to speak sermons, to cast out demons and to heal.
那个权柄从哪里来
？Where did he get his authority?
一大早他到旷野很安静。
He went out early in the morning to the wilderness to have quiet time.
那个就是他得力量的权柄。
And that was the source of his strength.
所以有时候我们在做圣工这是很好。但是做圣工也需要有安静的时间。
It is very important to do sacred work, but in the midst of doing sacred work, we need to find quiet time.
主耶稣给我们留下一个榜样。
Our Lord Jesus Christ gave us the example.
得力在乎平静、安稳。
In quietness and confidence or trust shall be our strength.
我们看约翰第八章。
Let's read John chapter 8.
约翰第八章。
John chapter 8.
第一节。
Verse 1.
于是个人都回家去了，耶稣却往橄榄山去。第二节
，verse 2，
清早又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下来教训他们。这个地方讲众人都回家去了。
Chapter 7, verse 53 says, everyone went to his own house.
家庭生活嘛,有妻子儿女父母兄弟姐妹。
Everyone had a family life. They needed to go back to their spouses and their parents and children.
但是耶稣往橄榄山去。
But the Lord Jesus went to Mount Olive.
这就是安静了一段时间。
This was a quiet time for him.
第二节,清早又回到殿里去。
But early the next morning, Jesus came into the temple again.
众百姓到他们,他就坐下来教训他们。
The Israelites gathered to him, the people gathered to him, and he taught them.
这就是他的服事。
This was Jesus' ministry.
但是他的服事之前,他就往橄榄山安静,从神得力量。
Yet before he began his ministry, he had found quietness before God on the Mount of Olives.
所以今天我们有时候如果服事没有力量,常常是因为我们缺乏安静。
Today we may become weak in our ministry because we lack the quiet time we need.
社会很忙,工作。
We are so busy in the society.
来到教会又很忙,做圣工。
And we are also very busy when we come to church.
我们都没有安静的一段时间。
We don't have the quiet time.
所以我们就没有力量。
We become weak.
所以这个安静很重要。
Therefore, quietness is very important.
得力在乎平静安稳。
In quietness and trust shall be our strength.
所以我们看神在用每一个工人之前，常常都有安排一段很安静的时间。
Before God used His workers, He often arranged a quiet time for them.
神要用以利亚。
When God used Elijah,
把他送到基利西法。
He first sent him to the river. Kirith,
什么都没有,
where there was nothing.
那就是安静的一段时间。
And that was a quiet time for Elijah.
你连欲望也减少了, 你什么都没有啊, 只有水喝, 乌鸦雕饼就这样而已。
His desires were brought to the minimum because there was nothing except some water and the food from the raven.
我们现在安静不下来, 因为生活太复杂。
Today we're not able to quiet ourselves because our lives are so complicated.
等一下电话响,等一下手机响,等一下上网。
It's either the phone rings or our cell phone goes off or we have to get online.
没有一个时间是安静的。
We never have any quiet time.
所以这个以利亚一到基利西旁,那就很安静了。
When Elijah went to the Kirith Ravine, he was very quiet.
在安静当中,他才能够真的面对神。
And in his quietness, he was able to see God face to face.
那这样他从那里得到力量。
And that was where he found strength.
建立他的信心。
And that helped him establish his faith.
接下去他就面对400多个假先知。
And after this period, he was able to face the false prophets.
他就有力量,不怕。 神跟他同在。
By then he had the strength and the courage and the abundance of God.
所以我们在生活当中啊，这种安静啊，这是得力量的一个泉源。
Therefore, in our lives, quietness is an important source of strength.
所以有时候我们礼拜六到教会来聚会。
When we come to church on Saturdays,
看到弟兄姊妹大家很高兴啊，能够团聚，这是很好。
It is good to see all the brothers and sisters having fellowship. But at church, we also need to give ourselves some quiet time.
听道理,有没有一段安静时间,自己来神,在神面前祷告。
We should listen to the word of God and also find some quiet time to pray on our own.
我们在灵里会重新得力。
This will help us renew our spirit.
那我们就可以过得胜的生活。
And we can lead a victorious life.
所以玛利亚选择上好的福分。
Mary chose the best portion.
就在耶稣的面前安静听到。
Because she listened to the words of Jesus quietly before his feet.
所以信仰生活安静是一个很重要学习的功课。
Therefore, quietness is a very important lesson for us in our walk of faith.
得力量的秘诀。
It is a secret to having strength.
好，来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
178。
Number 178.